Honda, but they can work on any make or model. Take your car to Joe Stewart Body Shop, because taking your car anywhere else would be an accident.
Robert Irwin Jewelers has brought you a new choice in diamonds. Altar Created Diamonds gives you the opportunity to buy a bigger, brighter diamond and save an average of 25 to 30%. Environmentally friendly, conflict-free, Altar Created Diamonds only available at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Ho, ho, hold up! You're about to give a terrible gift. It's time to get them something they're really gonna love. With Buff City Soap, our handmade and plant-based soaps and bath products are the perfect complement to your holiday season. Buff City Soap has the perfect plan for you. Bundle together six or more of any combination of items inside of any Buff City Soap location and get 20% off your whole order. With free gift boxes and wrapping, take care of everyone you love. Remember, what you put on your body is just as important as what you put into it.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
Gary Parish, Brad Carson is in studio producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles. No disruptions.
Her daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you're not one of the University of Memphis fans who thought you were going to get through this college football coaching carousel without seeing Mike Norvell's name seriously attached to a Power 5 opening, because it now appears to be seriously attached to a Power 5 opening, specifically the opening created when Bill Snyder retired last weekend. Kansas State looking for a football coach. Mike Norvell is reportedly on the list. I'll talk you through it momentarily. First, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 425, Dan Walker, the national columnist for USA Today. He's going to join me in about 20 minutes. I'm going to talk to him about Mike Norvell and Kansas State. Does that make sense to him? Hugh Freeze, former Briarcrest Christian coach, former Ole Miss football coach, introduced today as Liberty's head coach. Ask Dan Walken about that. Dan Walken going to join me right around 425. Finish that segment. I'll do four notable stories, 444, at which point we're going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories, among them the Grizzlies back in action tonight, playing the Pelicans down at the Smoothie King Center.
Come on, Pelican.
Come on, Pelican. We'll be back home tomorrow night, play the our king and savior, LeBron James, and the Lakers at FedEx Forum. Big two-day stretch for the Grizz. We'll talk about it around 4:44. Memphis UAB is tomorrow inside FedEx Forum. Tip is at noon. Big game, because if Memphis wins it, the Tigers are going to come out of next weekend's Tennessee game no worse than 5-5, which is totally respectable given, A, what Penny Hardaway inherited, and B, the fact that six of the Tigers' first 10 games this season are going to end up being against top 100 opponents. Got two tickets, lower level, to give away to Memphis UAB. We're going to do that here in the first hour, so stick with me, then I'll talk about that game right around 4:44. Fun college basketball game tonight, if you can stay up for it. Nevada, Arizona State, Staples Center, downtown L.A. Game tips at 11 p.m. Central. I'll explain just before 5 o'clock why this Nevada team reminds me of the 2008 Memphis team. And then Kevin Hart announced late last night that he's stepping down as host of the Oscars after several homophobic tweets from his past were exposed. It sparked an interesting conversation, one about whether comedians, perhaps just people in general, but especially comedians, should be held accountable today for jokes that weren't widely deemed inappropriate when they were actually delivered. Obviously, it's a complicated subject, but I don't mind complicated subjects. So we'll talk about that during four notable stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then we will eventually do dinner to go, and we'll get out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with Mike Norvell. He, of course, is the wildly successful head coach at the University of Memphis. He's holding a press conference like right around now. And so Jeff Calkins is there. When Jeff joins me at 5 o'clock, we'll talk to him about that. But his name is now being linked to the opening at Kansas State by reputable reporters. The North Texas coach has
reportedly withdrawn from consideration. And now, according to Adam Rittenberg, ESPN, the three candidates that Kansas State is focused on is Oregon defensive coordinator Jim Leavitt. You might remember him as the former USF head coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's one candidate. North Dakota State's Chris Klieman, that's another candidate. And University of Memphis coach Mike Norvell is another candidate. And so the question becomes, if you're Mike Norvell, would you really do this? Would you leave Memphis to go to Kansas State? Obviously, you'd leave Memphis to go to some places. I think last year, had Arkansas offered, he would have left Memphis to go to Arkansas. I do not think Mike Norvell is going to retire as the University of Memphis football coach. I'd love it if he did, but I don't think he will because I believe he's the type of guy who's going to continue to win enough and might have already done it, but if not, going to continue to win enough to get a Power 5 opportunity someday that's just too good to pass up. I've told you previously what I think about Mike. I think he checks every box. He's young. He's successful. He's ambitious. He is a hard worker. He's smart. He's won at a level above what is historically normal for the University of Memphis. He's recruiting at a level above what is historically normal for the University of Memphis. He's immersed himself in the community. Like he's great with the media. He's great with people in general. Like some football coaches, you see them, they seem like they're not even humans. Like they'd be very difficult to just sit down and talk to about anything other than football. That's not Mike Norvell. And so what I've always said is, you know, people constantly discuss what type of job would be good for him, what type of job might not, what type of job would be too big for him, what type of job might not. I don't think there's a job too big for him. If you told me one day he was running one of the top 10 football programs in America, that wouldn't surprise me at all. Again, I think he checks every single box. You give me somebody who's smart, media savvy, who can recruit, and who is a gifted offensive mind, and I'm going to bet on that guy every single time. So I'll bet on Mike Norvell every single time. I'll help Kansas State here if they need it. If you're really picking between those three guys and you can offer your job to somebody, I would offer the job to Mike Norvell. Whether that happens or not, we'll see. But let's pretend that it does. Then the question becomes, does Mike Norvell take it? And like I've told you many times, I haven't always been this way. I'd like to think most of us get wiser as we get older. I'm confident that I have. And so I gave up a long time ago trying to tell coaches what jobs they should and should not take, or telling players whether they should or should not enter an NFL draft or enter an NBA draft. Because what I realized, probably a little later in life than I should have, is that what's important to me might not be what's important to them. And what I would do might not be what you would do. So I never get into the business of telling a projected lottery pick, you've got to go or you're an idiot. You don't have to go. I think I probably would if I were you. But if you're really enjoying being in college and you're living with your best friends and you like just being on Big Monday and being big man on campus and being an All-American, like if that's what you value and you are comfortable risking your health, your status as a lottery pick, possibly millions of dollars, as long as you have a good understanding of what you are risking and what you're not risking, it's fine with me. You could argue, I could argue intelligently either decision that you make. Same thing with coaches. I remember a few years ago when Mark Richt was still the head coach at Georgia, and he was consistently winning there and winning the so-called right way. And yet he, in those final years, always seemed like he was on the hot seat and the fan base had just sort of given up on him, had decided that just being a good guy and a good coach and somebody who has a consistent winner wasn't good enough anymore. They wanted somebody who could theoretically maybe get them to a national championship game, win a national championship, which, of course, Kirby Smart did do, at least the former. Not the latter yet, but the former. And I remember thinking, that just must be a tough way to live. Why didn't Mark Richt just, you know, take any of these other jobs that he could certainly get? Because his resume looked really good on Wikipedia. Man, if I was Mark Richt, I'd just bounce out of Georgia before they fire me. But then you talk to people who actually know Mark Richt. And what they tell you is, you don't understand. It's not just that his immediate family really loves living in Athens, as he and his wife and his children. But it's that he moved his entire family to Athens. Like his, and I can't remember whether it's brothers, sisters, or parents, or whatever, but like everybody moved to Athens. It's like brothers, sisters, sister-in-laws. Had a whole group of Richts, or people related to the Richts, living in Athens. So it wasn't just as easy as go take another football job. It was like, you got to move everybody. And we don't want to move everybody, because we like it here. This is our home. And so what Mark Richt decided at some point was, I'm just going to ride this thing out. We love it here. I love working in Georgia. And then one day, yeah, they'll probably fire me. And then I will have to move if I want to keep coaching. And then now I make that decision. But I'm just going to ride the thing out. So from a football perspective, that never made sense to me. But from a real life perspective, it did. And so I say all that to say, I got no advice for Mike Norvell. Because I can't tell him what should be important to him and his family, his wife, and children. On the surface, you would go, you got this thing operating at a pretty good level at Memphis. You've won back-to-back West titles, played in back-to-back AAC title games. You seem to be set up to keep this going. You just won with a lot of young players. Your roster's probably better today than it was when you took the job. And you've never not been a winner. So you're probably going to keep winning. And you're the highest paid Group of Five coach in the country. So why would you leave to go take a bottom tier job in the Big 12? And I think those are all valid points. On the other hand, you never know what's going on with Mike Norvell. Everybody has an ego. Even people who seem egoless like Mike. After a while, I could certainly understand how you might go, am I being properly appreciated here? Because it was just last week, people questioning play calling, people questioning other things. You know, he did coach against Houston with an opportunity to go to an AAC championship game. And there's, what, 25,000 people there?
Yeah, nobody showed up.
That would frustrate me.
Yeah, and he took care of business.
And you might get to a point where you go, and let me be clear, this is me talking, not Mike.
I got you.
Where you go, well, okay, it's just not going to happen here. Like, we can win a certain number of games, and we can, you know, play for AAC titles, and we might even win an AAC championship. But this idea of building this into something that is just perfect in every way, it's just not possible. For whatever reason, the people just don't respond. We've put a good product on the field. We've won games. We've done unprecedented stuff. We've recruited at a high level. We've recruited locally. We've had local stars. I've made myself available. I'm in the community. I'm committed to this thing. And still, when we're playing a big, big game on national television, I can't get 25,000 people in there. Like, it's just not going to happen. Not to mention that even if it does happen and we have this undefeated season and win a conference title, it ain't like we're going anywhere after that. Because if you're outside the Power Five, as UCF has proved, you have no access to the college football playoff. Could all of those things tip the scales in another direction? Maybe. Because you never know if somebody's frustrated with their boss. You never know if somebody's frustrated with just the way things have been going. And so all of these things can be factors when a person is making a decision about where he will or won't coach next season. So I bottom line it that way. I could understand him doing whatever if the job's on the table. Staying makes a whole lot of sense. leaving under certain circumstances also makes some sense. But I will say, unless you are frustrated or just ready to move on or unhappy for some reason, I don't know that you leave the University of Memphis to go to what was ranked as recently as in the past year as the eighth best job in a 10-team league. My colleague at CBS Sports, Tom Finelli, ranked the Big 12 jobs. It won't surprise you that Texas was number one. Probably shouldn't surprise you that Oklahoma was number two. Then Oklahoma State, three, West Virginia, four. These are just jobs, not teams, not how things have been going. Just if you could take any job in the Big 12, which job would you take? Texas, one, Oklahoma, two, Oklahoma State, three, West Virginia, four, Texas Tech, five, TCU, six, Baylor, seven, then Kansas State, eight, only above Kansas and Iowa State. So it's not a great job. And the truth is, though, Bill Snyder did some wonderful things there. Bill Snyder's the only person who's ever done wonderful things there. I think they went to one bowl game ever before Bill Snyder was the coach. Plus, and I've been to Manhattan, Kansas. I enjoyed my time there. It is in the middle of nowhere. It ain't the easiest place to get to. And so do you really want to move your family to Manhattan, Kansas, when you've got a pretty good thing rolling at the University of Memphis? To be clear, if you are unemployed and you can take either the Kansas State job or the Memphis job, you probably take the Kansas State job. But once you've been at Memphis and you've got it at a certain level, and there's no reason to think you're not going to keep it at that level, then I don't know if this is the jump you make. Obviously, football's different than basketball, but the Shaka Smart story has always made sense to me. Shaka, in his second year as a head coach, very young age, you know, gets hot in the NCAA tournament, or his team gets hot in the NCAA tournament. Either way, he's coaching in the Final Four, and he's a coaching star. He goes from a completely anonymous college basketball coach to a star in a span of 2 weeks. In that same year that Shaka went to the Final Four, this is 2011, I was hosting some sort of night at some bar down in DeSoto County. And so we'd have listeners from the radio show and all that come down. And Shaka was in town recruiting. And it must have been a couple years earlier, because I think at the time he was at Florida as an assistant. But either way, the story, this point's the same. He's in this bar with me all night long. Not a single person knew who he was. Not a single person recognized. Why would you?
Right.
He just sat there. Nobody knew. Nobody knew. Snap your fingers. He's a super famous basketball coach. And from that point, after going to the Final Four, he had job opportunity after job opportunity after job opportunity. Like every job that opened, Shaka Smart was considered a candidate. You know, he could have went to Marquette, could have went to UCLA, could have went to Tennessee, could have went to Illinois, any of these jobs. And what Shaka decided was that he could win enough at VCU to maintain a certain level of relevance to where he would always be a candidate for those types of jobs. And eventually would be a candidate for the big job that you just cannot turn down, the top 10 job in America, the top 4 job in the league. And so what he decided is, I'm going to keep this thing operating at the level that it's operating at in this league. Because I'm not going to recruit against Kentucky Duke at VCU, but I can recruit better than the rest of the Atlantic 10 at VCU. So I'm going to keep this thing rocking and rolling, and he did. After 2011, he never got back to the second weekend of the tournament, but he never missed the NCAA tournament. He maintained a certain level of relevance, and he waited. And he waited for the big job. And eventually, Texas opens, and Texas is the type of job that basketball coaches will tell you is a top 10 job in America. I don't know that basketball fans think of it that way, but basketball coaches do, because it is a massive university. You've got all of the money in the world, and you've got an incredible natural recruiting base, the state of Texas. And I'm not comparing Mike to Shaka exactly, because Mike's not been to a Final Four. Shaka had gone to a Final Four. Mike has no access to a Final Four. But my point is, they're both young coaches. They were. Shaka's a 41 now, I think. I think Mike's 37, maybe. But Mike has already established himself as somebody who's going to be, his name's going to be attached to jobs like this. Can you keep just winning at Memphis, putting up big points at Memphis, and just wait for the big job? Do you have to go, and for the purpose of this conversation, let's just call Memphis a C-level job. I don't mean that as an insult. It's just in the spirit of trying to make a point. If Memphis is a C job and Kansas State's a B job, and, you know, the top, any top four job in any Power Five league is an A job, let's call it that. Do you really have to go from Memphis? Do you have to go CBA, or can you just go C to A? Shaka Smart was able to go C job to A job. Archie Miller, by being patient, was able to go C job to A job.
Fuente
was able to go C job to A job.
Yep.
So is it sensible to go from a C job to a B job when you're still chasing that A job? Again, totally up to Mike. You don't know if he's frustrated. You don't know if he's just ready to move on. You don't know if Kansas State can put enough things in front of him to make him make that jump. But from a football perspective, if you take everything out of it, everything else out of it, and you shouldn't, but if you do take everything else out of it, I think it makes the most sense to keep the thing rolling at Memphis, get your assistants some pay bumps, get yourself a pay bump, get the upgrades in the contract, let Jimmy Sexton handle all that, and wait for a job better than the Kansas State job. Again, my colleague at CBS Sports, Tom Finelli, ranked the Big 12 jobs, I think, in 2017. Kansas State was considered the eighth best job in the Big 12, and the Big 12 only has 10 schools. It's not a good job in that league. I wonder if you don't wait for a top five job, a top half job in a Power 5 league, a top five job in a Power 5 league. We'll see. But personally, I'd be surprised if Mike Norvell's the next head coach at Kansas State University. All that said, there is a connection here that I haven't heard anybody else mention. Forgive me if somebody else has. I haven't listened to every word or read every word that people have said or written today. But there's an obvious connection here between Mike Norvell and Kansas State.
Hmm.
And it's Clint Dowdle. Clint Dowdle is a former ECS football and basketball star. Graduated high school, I think, back in 2001. Back when I was a prep writer at the Commercial Appeal. I actually covered Clint when he was in high school. One of my favorite things I have, and I still have it somewhere in my attic, from those days, is Clint, while in high school, was in an art class, and he was asked to draw, like, a portrait of somebody,
mm-hmm.
and he drew me.
He drew Gary Parrish?
The Commercial Appeal prep writer, Gary Parrish.
Nice.
So I have a portrait of myself that Clint Dowdle actually drew.
That's fun.
So he's a football star, basketball star at ECS.
Yep.
Then he goes to CBU, plays basketball there, gets his master's from Tennessee, and then ultimately ends up in athletic administration. And he eventually became the associate athletic director at Kansas State University. But he left there, I believe, in 2016.
Okay.
A little more than 2 years ago. And he left his position as an associate athletic director at Kansas State University to be an agent with CAA.
Mm.
He lives here in Memphis. Guess who he works with?
Jimmy Sexton?
Clint Dowdle indirectly represents Mike Norvell.
Mike Norvell through Sexton's, yeah.
And Clint Dowdle is a former Kansas State associate athletic director.
I got it. Okay.
So it's possible Clint is sold Kansas State on Mike, is trying to sell Mike on Kansas State, or vice versa. Who knows?
Yeah.
But that's an obvious connection between Mike Norvell and Kansas State that I hadn't seen somebody else note. Clint Dowdle works for CAA. Mike is represented by CAA, and Clint Dowdle lives here in Memphis, and he used to work at Kansas State. So we'll see. Mike's speaking to the media right now. Jeff Calkins is there. He's going to join me at 5 o'clock. Dan Walken coming up next. I'll ask him what he makes of all this.
With the holidays coming, I needed cash, and I needed it fast. Thank goodness for the Advanced Financial Holiday Flex Loan from AF247.com. It's a flexible line of credit that's quick and easy. I only pay for the amount I need, and I only pay for the time I need it. The best part is, I got the money I needed the same day.
I love my holiday flex loan from Advanced Financial. It was perfect for me. This year, I needed flexibility. I didn't want to pick between paying bills and visiting family. AF247.com was super easy, and the money was deposited right into my bank account. Now all my bills are paid, and I can enjoy the holidays.
The Advanced Financial Holiday Flex Loan from AF247.com starts with a simple, no-nonsense application from your phone or tablet. Open your line of credit and have your money within the hour. Visit us online at AF247.com or come to one of our 24/7 locations. Advanced Financial. Flexibility is good.
Hey, it's Eric Hasselton from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Fatter than you were last year? Chronic fatigue, low sex drive, clothes sizes just kept getting bigger. Hi, I'm Dr. Keith Amadeo with Kyber Weight Loss. It's football season again, so that means chicken wings, beer, and for the average male, an extra 10 pounds. There's never an easy time to lose weight or get healthy. Why not start now before you go up another belt size or shirt size? My program requires no exercise, no shots, or dangerous drugs. It's all natural, so if you're tired of being overweight, fatigued, and having low sex drive and shopping for bigger and bigger clothes, call my office at 901-221-8964 and mention ESPN Radio for 10% off for the fall football special. That's 901-221-8964.
Call Collierville Weight Loss now for your no-charge consultation at 901-221-8964. That's 901-221-8964. Or schedule your appointment online right now at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is always on the cutting edge, and you've done it again.
We brought you a new choice in diamonds. We've got altar-created diamonds exclusively at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and what that does for you is give you the opportunity to save 25 to 30% and get a bigger and brighter diamond.
And how is that possible?
Altar-created diamonds are grown above ground, making them environmentally friendly and 100% conflict-free.
Howie, can you tell the difference?
What difference? They're both diamonds. See for yourself only at Robert Irwin Jewelers with free financing.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And my team and I want to thank you for voting us Memphis Most Best Insurance Agency in Memphis. Call 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Some nights are truly enchanted, especially during holiday wonders at the garden at Memphis Botanic Garden. Bring the family to ooh and awe at the area's most interesting and unique holiday light show. Close to home, easy parking, and unlimited fresh air. Get discount tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Brought to you by Pro Show Systems.
The new fall goods are in at Suits U, so hurry in for the absolute best prices on suits from Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, Rossi Mann, Steve Lance, Stacey Adams, and many more. Suits U has gorgeous sweaters and corduroy pants starting at $29.99, just in time for the cooler weather. Dress shoes from Stacey Adams, Giovanni, and Belvedere. 100% cotton dress shirts from $29.99. 4 Memphis locations, 4835 American Way, 6297 Winchester, 1223 Shelby Drive, 4835 Austin Peay. Mention this ad and get a free gift. At Suits U, we really suit you.
Make your holiday entertaining a breeze with help from your Kroger Deli. You'll find great party platters, desserts, and more. Visit Kroger.com/order online today.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, because all that fades.
Grizzlies Pelicans tonight down in New Orleans. Grizzlies Lakers.
Come on, Pelicans.
Tomorrow inside FedEx Forum. Memphis UAB. Noon tip tomorrow in FedEx Forum. I got two tickets to that one. Memphis UAB to give away. We're going to do it in this hour. So stick with me. Jeff Calkins will join me at 5 o'clock. But right now, he covers the entire nation. For USA Today, it's Dan Walker making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Dan Walker, does Mike Norvell in Kansas State make any sense to you?
It does make a little bit of sense to me. And it'll be interesting to see over the weekend where this goes. So just in full disclosure to everyone who's listening, you know, I think I'm pretty sure I was the first person last night on Twitter to sort of put that out there publicly, that Mike in Kansas State was – that there was some interest there. And when I first got a phone call about that from somebody who's plugged into a lot of the stuff that goes on, the conversation that took place was kind of the variety of, hey, is Mike Norvell, like, getting the Kansas State job, like, tonight? Like, that was the tone of the conversation. And when I did some checking around, it was made clear to me that no, Mike was not going to be the Kansas State coach on Friday. But was he one of three people who was very much of interest to Kansas State at that point? Yes, he was. And so where that goes and, you know, whether – you know, whether he decides to stay in it or publicly take his name out of it or whatever, I don't know. But, I mean, if he's the Kansas State coach on Monday, like, it wouldn't totally shock me.
If, and obviously, a lot of things, as you know, go into the decision-making process when a coach is trying to figure out whether to stay or go. And it's not simply, I like this job better than I like that job. You know, family matters. All sorts of things matter. If you were advising Mike Norvell and you take all the personal stuff out of it, like, you don't know whether he might just be frustrated at Memphis, frustrated with his bosses. You don't know. And just see, like, I'm ready to get out of here or not. So you never know what's in play there. But from a coaching career perspective, does leaving Memphis in this form make sense to go to what some people would call a bottom tier Big 12 job?
Well, I think it's maybe tougher than you might think, and here's why. Last year, you had a bunch of jobs that opened up across the country that would have made sense for Mike Norvell, mm-hmm. whether it was Arkansas, whether it was Tennessee, Ole Miss, Arizona State, and just quite frankly, Mike didn't get a sniff
right.
for any of those. And this year, I mean, you had fewer good jobs open, but you had some. And Mike's name didn't really come up with any of those. I mean, he talked to Georgia Tech this week, and they gave the job to Jeff Collins. And, I mean, if you're Mike Norvell, I mean, I think you could fairly say, well, I mean, put my resume next to Jeff Collins' resume. Now, I know Jeff Collins has a previous tie to Georgia Tech, but, I mean, Mike Norvell's resume versus Jeff Collins' resume, Mike's got a better resume. And so if you're Mike – I mean, I do think you could look at the situation and say, for some reason, there's something going on why bigger programs are not jumping at somebody who has gone to American Athletic Conference title game back-to-back years. So, you know, in a business where the window closes fast for a lot of people, do you just take what you can get now as opposed to risking, you know, another 8-4 type year where – you know, people just kind of shrug their shoulders. I mean, did anyone watch Memphis this year and go, man, that was an awesome football team? I didn't, and I don't think anybody did. So, I mean, I do think there's a case you can make that just take the Power 5 job that's available now, try to win, and then you go from there.
Was that essentially what P.J. Fleck did? If I remember correctly, he was like, you know, winning MAC titles and MAC divisions and MAC Coach of the Year awards. And the thought was, oh, wow, he's going to be the next big thing. And I was told he can't get some of these big jobs for whatever reason. He's just going to have to take what gets offered, and it ends up being Minnesota. Isn't that the way that played out?
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a lot of that going on. I mean, I think it was a little bit different because, you know, Mike makes $2.5 million a year at Memphis, and P.J. Fleck in the MAC. I think he was the highest paid coach in the MAC, but, I mean, nobody in the MAC's making more than like $1 million. So totally different scale, and I do think there was more of an urgency for P.J. to just get out that particular year while, you know, they were going to the Cotton Bowl. I just think that totally made sense. And he's a Midwestern, Big Ten type of guy with those kind of roots. So, you know, but there's no question. I mean, like that year, you know, he was talked about for Oregon, and he was talked about for, I can't remember, there was another big one, and he just didn't really, you know, at the end of the day, just wasn't in there. So, yeah, I mean, I think, again, I don't know what's going to happen. But, like, that's the rationale. If you're looking for a rationale to take Kansas State, that's the rationale.
No, that makes sense to me. I'm talking to Dan Walken from USA Today's on Twitter, at Dan Walken. Meantime, Hugh Freeze has a job. He's the new head coach at Liberty. I know you watched the press conference today. How'd that go?
Gary, have you ever met anyone who couldn't handle your junk?
I'm still looking.
That's what she said.
I'm still, woo. It was, that made for
that was an automatic.
That was that made for a nice tweet.
So, you know, it's funny, and I'd forgotten about this, but in August, Bo Bounds, who does a radio show out of Jackson, Mississippi, had tweeted something about Hugh Freeze and, you know, the risk of hiring him as a head coach and all this stuff. And I tweeted back at him, and I said, my prediction is he will be the head coach at Liberty next year. And the reason why I thought that back then, and I know the reason why it came to be today, is that Jerry Falwell, who runs Liberty University, Jerry Falwell Jr., he has a strong desire to be big time in college sports. And, you know, they spend a lot of money at Liberty. They have a lot of money. It's a private school. And they really want to be big time in football. Like, they want to get in Conference USA. They want to get in a league like that. They want to get in the American. And nobody's let them in for a variety of reasons, including, you know, some of the religious stuff that's tied to the school. But, you know, I always felt like if Jerry had the opportunity to get a big name like Hugh Freeze, he would do it, because unlike a lot of schools where there are people who, you know, might have a negative reaction or might, you know, quash it because they're afraid of the backlash, Jerry Falwell runs that university. It's his university. He can do whatever he wants. And because when Hugh went there with his wife to do the first public appearance after he got fired from Ole Miss, and he did the whole thing telling his story and apologizing as a man of faith and all that stuff, that felt like a job interview to me. And that's what it was. And so when they had an opening, and I think Hugh wanted to be a head coach, to me it just made perfect sense.
Did it make more sense for him to do this or take one of these big coordinator jobs that were on the table?
By far, it made more sense for him to do this.
Okay.
Because for a couple reasons. One, once you're a head coach, especially one who's been successful, been in the SEC, I don't think it's easy to go back to being a coordinator. I mean, you have to swallow a certain amount of pride, and you know, you're working for somebody as opposed to somebody who's running the ship. And so I think that's part of it. The other thing is, I mean, yes, there have been certain rehabilitation stints as coordinators, but look at Lane Kiffin. Lane went and did the Nick Saban rehabilitation school, and he could only get Florida Atlantic. So, you know, I think if Hugh goes to Liberty, does things there that they've never done before, which I think anything he does there by definition will be something they've never done before, and I think he probably will. Like, I think he can win 6 or 7 games there, go to bowls. All of a sudden, you've got positive publicity. He keeps his nose clean. From a rules standpoint, I think, you know, I think that's the best path for him back to a big time job.
You brought Greg Sankey's comments yesterday to my attention when he was asked to give, and he, of course, is the SEC commissioner, asked to give advice to Central Florida about, you know, how do you get into the college football playoff after being left out 2 years in a row when you were undefeated on the day that the selection committee was picking the 4 teams. And he said that UCF needs to look inward, which is what the SEC did in men's basketball. It's really a remarkable, nonsensical quote. isn't it true that there's nothing UCF can do, especially look inward, other than keep building its athletic department to a place where maybe a Power 5 conference wants it, or hope for an 8-team playoff? Because, like, you can look inward all you want. You've got no path to that playoff if you're Central Florida or anybody like Central Florida.
Yeah, I just really didn't understand what he was talking about. I thought it was a very unfortunate comment. And trying to draw the comparison between Central Florida's situation and the SEC in basketball 3 years ago when they basically only got three teams in the tournament, you know, and saying, he was like, well, we just scheduled better. Well, I mean, beyond the fact that, you know, it's one thing to schedule better in basketball. In football, A, nobody wants to play Central Florida from the Power Five, and B, you schedule some of these games so many years in advance, you don't know whether the team you're playing is going to be good or not. So that's just off the table. The other thing is in the men's basketball tournament, nobody gets left out of that tournament who has a good case to get in. The only teams that get left out of the tournament are teams that have significant problems with their resumes. And with Central Florida, we can certainly debate about the strength of schedule, and I personally do not think they're one of the four best teams in the country. However, there is nothing on their resume that is problematic. They've won every game they've played for two straight years. So the comparison just breaks down on literally every level. And what he should have said, if he wanted to be truthful, is they're not going to get in the playoff. And nobody from the group of five is going to get in the playoff as long as it's four teams. And I'm sorry, but that's the system they signed up for. And if they don't like it, then go to FCS, because we control the money, we control the system, and we're not – as long as it's four teams, they're not going to get in.
Wrapping up here with Dan Wolkin from USA Today. Last thing before I let you go, and I know this shouldn't bother me, but stuff like this bothers me every time I see it. Tua Tagovailoa wins Player of the Year last night at the College Football Awards, or whatever the proper name is for it. And then Kyler Murray wins Quarterback of the Year. I would assume that if you are a quarterback who wins Player of the Year, you also have to be Quarterback of the Year. How did this happen?
Well, one of the reasons it happened is it's different people voting, but also the award that Tua won, and I get them all confused, but the one for Player of the Year was voted on before the SEC and Big 12 championship games.
What?
So literally 1/13th of the season was not included or factored into that award. And, you know, it does make for an interesting, probably the most interesting Heisman announcement that I can remember, because nobody really has a great sense. I mean, typically it's a coronation. It's you know, it's three or four guys sitting there, but really we know who's going to win because they've won everything else, and it's obvious that somebody's going to win. This year, it's not obvious. There's a lot of different data points that people are using to make the case. And the reality is, and I don't vote. I mean, they've offered me votes, and I don't vote for anything. If I did vote, I would struggle with it, because the truth is they both deserve to win the Heisman in any other year. So, you know, I do think that the fact Tua did not play well in the SEC championship game swayed a lot of votes. Did it sway enough votes to put Kyler Murray over the top? I don't know. And if I had to make that call, I would have to think about it really hard.
That is Dan Wolkin from USA Today. You can read him, usatoday.com. Follow him on Twitter, @DanWolkin. Thanks, buddy. Terrific as always. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, GP.
Bye-bye. His point about the Heisman stuff, I talked about this on Monday. You know, I don't follow the Heisman week-to-week stuff the way I would follow it. I really don't follow it in college basketball either. I just find it to be mostly a waste of time, because so much stuff can change by the time the awards are actually given out. But all year long, all you heard is, like, the Heisman's over. Tua Tagovailoa is record-setting stuff for the number one team in the country. They've beaten everybody by 22 points per game. He's not even having to play in the fourth quarters. Like, nobody's even close to him. And then he has this one bad game where he's hurt, but still a bad game. And I woke up on Sunday, and everybody's like, yo, Kyler Murray might win a Heisman. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, it totally flipped.
Really? Like, a guy lost the Heisman because he had one bad game where his team so still weird. Won and he got hurt? But then you start looking at the numbers, and Kyler Murray's done some unbelievable stuff. I think he's got the highest QBR in the past 15 seasons or something. And so what you find out is, when you actually look at it, there was never that much separation in reality between Tua Tagovailoa and Kyler Murray, even though the perception was that everybody was a distant second to Tua. And so this really is one of the rare times when you are going to watch the Heisman ceremony. And, I mean, you could maybe guess who's going to win, but you don't know who's going to win. And so I honestly don't remember the last time I watched a Heisman ceremony, because it always feels like we already know who the winner is before we even anybody even arrives in New York to take part in the ceremony. But tomorrow there is some real intrigue. I think I would still vote Tua Tagovailoa, because though Kyler Murray had better numbers, if Tua was allowed to play in fourth quarters, he would have better numbers. And that means if you don't acknowledge that, you are penalizing him because his team was too awesome. That seems backwards.
Yeah.
To penalize somebody for not playing in fourth quarters because his team was too awesome doesn't make much sense to me. And so we've got two amazing quarterbacks, but one of them was the quarterback on the best team in the country all season long, a team that overwhelmed just about everybody all season long, a team that was so good that the quarterback didn't even have to take snaps in the fourth quarter all season long. I'd give it to that guy, but I know it's not clear cut. Got two lower level tickets to Memphis UAB. That game tips off tomorrow at noon. You're going to have to pick them up today here at the studio, 1835 Mariah Woods Boulevard. We're basically at Mount Moriah and Willow Road, just off the interstate. So you can get here. Got to get here by 5:30, but if you can get here by 5:30 and you're the fifth caller right now, 535-3776, you can have those tickets, and I'll talk to you about Memphis UAB right after this break.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 12/31/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
This is Gary Parrish from The Gary Parrish Show, weekdays from 4 to 6 here on 92.9 FM ESPN, and you know the holiday season is here. And one thing on lots of people's wish list is a computer, so if you know somebody like that and you're looking for the lowest prices and best service, go check my friends at Cooper Systems. You know Cooper Systems, Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper. They've been with me for years, and you guys, listeners of this station, have helped grow their business because you keep going there when you need a new computer, a refurbished computer, or a custom-built computer, because you know they have prices starting as low as $189. Cooper Systems has brands like Apple, HP, Dell, Gateway, Toshiba, Sony, and more. Desktops, notebooks, tablets, and printers, they really do have it all at Cooper Systems. And don't ever forget, if you need service on your computer, then Cooper Systems can help you too. In-shop diagnostic rates start as low as $24.99. So don't be frustrated by a bogged-down computer. Let Cooper Systems help get you cleaned up the way you ought to be. Go see them in the Mount Moriah office park, or call them 360-9679, or visit them at coopersystems.com.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself, and with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
I'm a real person, real voice, and a real face. Even though you can't see it because, you know, radio invisibility. You know what else is super duper real? Geico local offices. A Geico local agent could tailor fit a policy to you, which could save you hundreds on your car insurance. All because Geico local agents keep it real, with real savings and real service. Really?
And there's more. A Geico local agent could help you with more than just auto policies, like motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance. Stop by or give them a call today.
Washing my nose, oh yeah.
I'm a shower curtain, and I do one thing. Keep water from leaking everywhere. So you see why I feel useless compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, not only could Geico save you money, but they've been around for over 75 years. And they give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or on the Geico app. And they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating. They do all this while I have to listen to this chucklehead. Oh, good, he stopped.
Washing my toes!
Oh, great, an encore.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
This is Gary Parrish from the Gary Parrish Show, and at this point, I've been telling you about James Davis for years. You already know it's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country, and now you need to know it's the place to go for all your holiday shopping. Let me tell you the perfect gift. It's a custom shirt gift card from James Davis. Starts at $98. You buy it, then give it. Then the recipient can come in at his convenience and get a custom-made shirt. It's simple for you and awesome for him. Also, right now, Croc belts that are normally $2.95 are just $1.95. 100% cashmere quarter-zip sweaters, regularly $2.95, just $1.95. Got cotton cashmere blend sweaters for only $98. Got a fabulous selection of Peter Millar, Barber, and cool men's vests and jackets available in the store. And Tumi Luggage's Alpha Series is currently 20% off. So whether you're shopping for yourself or somebody else, you need to get to James Davis to see the amazing store with amazing deals. How great is it? Penny Hardaway is now the best-dressed coach in all of college basketball. That's because of Rob Joyner and my friends at James Davis. Holiday hours begin November 25th. That's when they'll be open on Sundays for your convenience. James Davis, Laurel Wood Shopping Center, on the web, James Davis Store. Looking for a great breakfast in East Memphis or Germantown? This is Gary Parrish telling you to look no further than Stack's Pancake Kitchen, where they have delicious egg omelets and other favorites like shrimp and grits, French toast, breakfast egg rolls, breakfast quesadillas, and my personal favorite, the now famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Trust me, you're not going to be disappointed in any of those things. One location, 4615 Poplar, basically Poplar and Perkins Extended. The newer spot's at 7704 Poplar in Germantown Village Square, right across from Germantown Methodist Hospital. And remember, Stack's also caters. Check the menu, stackspancakes.com.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service. You expect the best price, the best service, and the safest cars at Volvo Cars of Memphis. Drive safe. Drive a Volvo from Volvo Cars of Memphis.
Dell's dedicated small business advisors give you tech advice and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. And now's the time to save on select business PCs with 8th Gen Intel Core processors until the end of the year. Maximize this year's budget and find the right tech solution for your business. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Visit Dell.com/business deals or call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Congrats to Jerry Baker. He just won two lower-level tickets to Memphis UAB. All he had to do was listen to the Gary Parrish Show. Tip off for that game tomorrow's noon. It's inside FedEx Forum. Memphis is going to be about a 7 or 8 point favorite. I'll talk about it within four notable stories at 4:44.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
It's going to be an interesting couple of days for the Grizzlies. They are down in New Orleans at the Smoothie King Center playing the Pelicans tonight.
Come on, Pelicans.
7 o'clock tip, Smoothie King Center, Grizzlies, Pelicans. That means they got to deal with Anthony Davis, who's averaging 27.9 points, 12.6 rebounds, 5.0 assists, 2.8 blocks per game. He's got the highest PER in the NBA. Mm. Of players playing at least 20 minutes per game. And so what that means is that in a span of about 27 hours, the Grizzlies are going to play a game against two of the very best players in the world. They get Anthony Davis tonight at 7 o'clock down in New Orleans. Then they're going to fly home, and tomorrow night inside FedEx Forum, our king and savior LeBron James and the Lakers will be the opponent, and that is a hot ticket. I looked on StubHub about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, where are we at now?
You can't get in the lower level, the real lower level, for anything less than 300.
Oof.
And upper level, you can't get anything. Like, if you want to sit in the upper level corner, like basically in Collierville or Heaven.
How much are we dealing with there?
It's $55 just to get up there. So, yeah.
And you ain't sitting up there.
I personally would not, but I don't mind if somebody else does.
No, I guess.
I would rather watch it on television than sit that,
me too.
Than sit that far away. But to each his own.
Yeah, go support.
You can do whatever you can do whatever you want to do. So it'll be a fun couple of days for the Grizzlies tonight. They're playing against Anthony Davis, so we get Jaren Jackson, Anthony Davis on the court for the first time, and then of course tomorrow night our King and Savior LeBron James inside FedEx Forum.
Story number two.
Before our King and Savior LeBron James enters FedEx Forum, the University of Memphis Tigers are going to play UAB, and this is a big game because. Right now, Memphis is 4-4, and they're 4-4 against a abnormally tough schedule. Five of the first eight games have been against top 100 teams, and so that might not mean anything to you without context, but just understand that last season, Memphis only played three top 100 teams in its first 10 games and didn't play its sixth top 100 opponent until the 13th game of the season. Memphis is going to play its sixth top 100 opponent this season next Saturday when Tennessee comes into FedEx Forum. So if you can get out of this 5-5 with six games against top 100 teams, given that the program Penny Hardaway inherited was ranked 161st at KenPom and had zero top 100 prospects on the roster, like that... I know 5-5 don't look good to anybody, but 5-5 is better than the first 10 games that Memphis played last season. They'll be about 40 spots higher, at least, than where Memphis was last season in KenPom. So if you can get this UAB game, you ensure that you come out of this first 10-game stretch no worse than 5-5. Even if Tennessee gets you next weekend, and they probably will because they're really good, they're a legitimate Final Four contender, you still get out of this at 5-5. Then you got a chance to close with some easier bye games on the non-league schedule, and then you jump into the AAC and see what's up. So a big game tomorrow, a noon tip. I'm looking forward to it.
Story number three.
Nevada is going to play tonight if you are up late. It's 11 p.m. Central tip, so, like, I ain't going to watch it. I'll be asleep. But they're playing Arizona State, so it's
yeah, they're good.
It's both teams are undefeated, combined 15-0 record. Both teams are nationally ranked. And I honestly can't remember if I've said this before on this show. But I know I've said it on the podcast that I host for CBS Sports. But this Nevada team is a lot like the Memphis 2007-2008 team in the sense that, well, I'll just give you the similarities. That Memphis team, the 2007-2008 Memphis team, it was built outside of the normal power structure of the sport in CUSA as opposed to the Big 12.
Yep.
And it was built by a former NBA coach, John Calipari. So in the 2007 season, the team goes to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament, specifically the Elite Eight. And then he brings back three of the top four scorers from that team, Chris Douglas Roberts, Robert Dozier, Joey Dorsey. And then they add a five-star freshman to that team, Derrick Rose. And then they get ready to play in a league that they are going to completely overwhelm, Conference USA, and they end up starting 26-0. Now, listen to how similar that is to this Nevada team.
Okay.
Built outside of the normal power structure in the Mountain West Conference as opposed to the Big Ten. Built by a former NBA coach, Eric Musselman. Returns three of the top four scorers from a 29-win team that won, just like Memphis won, its league last season by multiple games and advanced to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. And then they added a five-star freshman to the roster, namely Jordan Brown.
Wow.
And so there's a lot of similarities, not in the way they play. And Jordan Brown is not Derrick Rose. That would be silly.
Mm-hmm.
But he is a five-star freshman. And so if you're looking for a team that, like, that Memphis team started 26-0.
Yeah.
for another team that could start 26-0 or maybe even go undefeated into Selection Sunday, it is very much this Nevada team. They're a 6.5, 7-point favorite tonight. And if they win this going forward, they are currently projected to be a double-digit favorite in 20 of the next 23 games and no less than an 8-point favorite in any game.
You said this is a neutral court game they're playing tonight?
This is at Staples Center in L.A. And so if you want to see a real – if you appreciated what Memphis was able to do, take prep school players in an unconventional league and build a roster in an unconventional way, then add a 5-star